Chapter 16. I have said all these things to you so that you may be kept from stumbling. They will put you out of the synagogues, but an hour is coming when whoever kills you will think that he is offering a service to God. They will do these things because they have not known the Father or me. But I have told you these things, so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you about them. I did not tell you these things from the beginning, because I was with you, but now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have told you these things, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper won't come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he has come, he will convict the world about sin, and about righteousness, and about judgment, about sin, because they do not believe in me, about righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you won't see me anymore, about judgment, because the prince of this world has been judged. I have yet many things to tell you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own, but whatever he hears he will speak, and he will declare to you things that are coming. He will glorify me, for he will take from what is mine, and will declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine, that is why I said that he takes of mine, and will declare it to you. A little while, and you will no longer see me. Again a little while, and you will see me. Some of his disciples therefore said to one another, what is this that he says to us, a little while, and you won't see me, and again a little while, and you will see me, and, because I go to the Father. They said therefore, what is this that he says, a little while? We do not know what he is saying. Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, do you inquire among yourselves concerning this, that I said, a little while, and you won't see me, and again a little while, and you will see me? Truly, truly, I tell you, that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. A woman, when she gives birth, has pain, because her time has come. But when she has delivered the child, she does not remember the anguish anymore, for the joy that a human being is born into the world. Therefore you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. And in that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly I tell you, whatever you may ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be made full. I have spoken these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no more speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I am not saying to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came forth from God. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world, and go to the Father. His disciples said to him, look, now you are speaking plainly and not in any figure of speech. Now we know that you know all things and do not need anyone to question you. By this we believe that you came forth from God. Jesus answered them, do you now believe? Look, the time is coming, and has come, that you will be scattered, everyone to his own place, and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you these things, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have oppression, but cheer up. I have overcome the world.